The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Across the United States and wherever else you might be in the world. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Welcome. Well, you know, this is the week between. The week between Christmas and New Year's is always a funny week to broadcast. And it's Monday, and I have no voice because somehow the Cleveland Browns managed to lose to the New York Jets yesterday. And that's because Roger Goodell hates Cleveland and has hated Cleveland forever since Jimmy Haslam took over the club. And Dee Haslam took over the club. He's tormented it in every way possible. So whereas a game that the Ravens had lost too many players for was postponed not once but twice, Goodell says play. Even though the Browns had no wide receivers, two offensive linemen out, two linebackers down to the COVID, so a grand total of seven starters gone, they said play. So the Browns played and they lost. They lost to the Jets, which is really doubly terrible. So I have no voice, but it does set up the greatest game possible. Steelers at First Energy next week. Steelers versus Cleveland in Cleveland. The Browns went in there in for the first time since 2002 season, since January of 2003. So they have the season. Every game has meant something, and great season. So I am dismayed that we had to. But I'm not actually down on Baker. Baker was down on himself yesterday. No one brought it. I like to whine, and give me some cheese if you'd like. I'll take cheese with that wine. I like to whine a lot as a professional football fan. The refs took away a touchdown that everyone saw was a fumble by Sam Darnold returned for a TD, but the refs decided the Browns were just going to lose yesterday. They got the word from Roger. People, there is no such thing as the Bilderbergers. There is no deep state. There is no Illuminati. But Roger Goodell hates the Browns. That's actually honest to God true. And the word went out yesterday that the Browns were going to be screwed. And so they were. And so now it's all about beating Big Ben in Cleveland. Win and we're in. Then I think we have to win again. Then we win in Steelerland. So it'll be a great next 3 weeks. 5 weeks of the Super Bowl, right? Five wins and we're done with the season and we can put the crown on and put away the curse. Now, look, this is the week. President signed the relief bill yesterday. I tweeted nothing about it. I always knew he would. President actually cares about people a lot, and he wasn't going to let them go without the unemployment. He would have preferred it be more money. He would have preferred to go out with a $2,000 check per person. He tried to bluff his way through, but everybody in Congress is exhausted, as everyone is exhausted. You got to read Dave Barry's year in review to figure it out. My favorite part of Dave Barry's Week in Review, or Year in Review, which is an annual deal. If you're over to WashingtonPost.com, if you're a member of the Washington Post, Dave Barry's Year in Review is posted there. And I'll send the link out to it. It's worth signing up for the whole year, even though the only way you can get my column is also to sign up. And I haven't written anything. I don't owe him anything for the rest of the year, and I'm not going to. I really kind of slow down and allow Dwayne to come into work. And I got to be easy on Dwayne. Dwayne's going to loses mom fairly soon here, and he's preparing. I got to be easy on Dwayne this week. So if I'm nice to Dwayne, your prayers are appreciated for him. It's not in my muscle memory, actually. And everybody knows that, and it's kind of a running joke, but Dwayne was making arrangements this week. Dwayne, where were you? Were you making arrangements? Can I tell that story?
What's that?
Can I tell the story? You're making arrangements this week?
Yeah, sure.
So you're off making resting arrangements, final resting place arrangements for your mom. And again, I encourage people to pray for Dwayne and his family. But Dwayne is well known for some reason because he's broken into my bit all these years. He's you know, whenever he come to work, he's shouldered his way into the show.
You want to tell the story or you want me to tell the story?
Go ahead. You might as well tell the story.
So,
but I want to tell you, it's not fair at the beginning. It's just not fair.
Why is it not fair?
Because, look, you're doing it again. You just took over the show again. Go ahead, tell the story.
Everybody knows it's really my show. So I'm making arrangements, and where we think we are going to have my mother's remains resting after she is cremated, is put on top of her mother, where her mother is resting. And so I called that cemetery last week and got a hold of the whoever answered the phone. I gave them my story. They said, hold on just a second. Randy answered the phone, and Randy had his nice undertaker voice, you know, his sympathetic undertaker voice. And so I'm talking to Randy and giving him the update. And he says, well, this certainly can be done. We're sorry for your impending loss. If you'll just give me your email address, we'll give you pricing and all the other logistics. You know, he's talking in this voice. So I give him my email address and spell it out. And he goes, I know who you are. He says, I know you. Hugh treats you horribly on the air. And I said, yes, yes, he does.
That's a slander.
And as soon,
that's a slander.
And as soon as he realizes he says this, he realizes, oh, wait, I'm at work. And he does this. He goes right back into character. Once again, I'm sorry for your impending loss. We will be with you shortly by way of email. Thanks, Randy.
Look, I've known Generalissimo's mother for 20 years, and my thoughts and prayers are with
mean
her.
Mean as a bag of
no,
cut
she's
snakes.
Not. She's been nice to me all those years. Sinister Dell, on the other hand, I've always had to walk with him in front of me. I really do. I have to walk with Dell in front of me. And Dwayne, of course, is like a snake in the studio. He's always around trying to undo me, but our prayers are with Mrs. Dwayne. The original Mrs. Patterson.
What? Not Mrs. Dwayne. No. I've got enough psychological problems without adding that layer onto it.
All right, go away. So I'm back to Dave Barry. By the way, my phone number is 1-800.
Bad Oedipus nightmare.
Yeah. 1-800-520-1234. I don't treat him badly. Randy doesn't know what he's talking about. 1-800-520-1234. It's resolution week. This is something we do all the time. It's a three-day week for me because we play Dr. Larry Arnn's History of Everything on Thursday and Friday. As those are Salem Media days off, and people actually don't want to work on those days because nobody's listening to the radio except at home. They're not driving to work on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So we bring you Dr. Larry Arnn at home so you can get your Arnn fix. But the New Year's resolutions will be broken by the time I get back on the air on January 4th. So I want to hear what your resolutions are after this year. Dave Barry's year in review, which I will tweet out. It's January, February, March, April. That's what it normally is. Except after January and February, he comes up with Marple. He merges the month, which starts off calmly enough, he notes, as the Democratic Party, desperate to find an alternative to 132-year-old white guy Bernie Sanders, settles on 132-year-old white guy Joe Biden, and cruises to a series of primary victories after replacing No Malarkey with a bold new campaign slogan, somewhat alert at times. Biden is endorsed by most of his Democratic opponents, including Mike, in quotes, Bloomberg, who spent more than $500 million on this campaign, which seems like a lot of money until you consider that he won the American Samoa caucuses, narrowly edging out Tulsi Gabbard, who spent $13.50. He goes on to say that about that time, he starts using the all caps, we are all going to die, becomes the theme of the year, and toilet paper. And it just is a long, long sentence that goes on because, in fact, April and May were Marpril. It's just a blur. And the rest of the year is blur. And then and he concludes, as all of us concludes, that 2020 is best seen in the rearview mirror. That 2020 is the year that we will tell our children and grandchildren about. And that 2020 is absolutely one long, howling, Category 5 crap storm. We sincerely don't want to relive this year, Dave Barry writes, but our job is to review it. If you would want to prefer to skip this exercise in masochism, we completely understand. And he goes on, but if you want a year of nonstop awfulness, a year when we kept saying it couldn't possibly get worse than it always did, this was a year in which our only moments of genuine, unadulterated happiness were when we were able to buy toilet paper. That is for you. And I'll tweet it during the break. But I'd like to know what your resolutions are. 1-800-520-1234. Donald Trump has signed the COVID relief bill. The Congress is going to override his veto of the Defense Authorization Act. Joe Biden is going to take the oath of office on January 20th of 2021. It's going to be a different year. Everybody's moving to Austin and Nashville, despite the explosion in Nashville. Everything is on the move. It's like Grapes of Wrath with 3D goggles. I'll be right back. 1-800-520-1234. Connection to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Welcome back, America. Little Dan Fogelberg. We might play a lot of that. In fact, Adam's got to come up with the end of the year song. I actually think 2020 could not end on a more appropriate note than the Browns losing to the Jets. It's only sports. I understand that, but it's just a very 2020. The Browns are 10-5. They haven't won 10 games forever, and they're on the cusp of the playoffs. And 2020 ends with the Browns losing the Jets. But 2021 begins next Sunday at First Energy Stadium. Let me give you an up note. All right, let me give you some good news. This audience, along with Mike Gallagher's audience and Seb Gorka and Dennis Prager and Larry Elder, we raised this audience raised enough money to send Christmas presents from incarcerated men and women to their children for 41,000 kids. And that's really remarkable. And now those relationships will go on, and Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree Ministry will nurture those children and the parent relationship. You can still make a gift for the year ahead. They're going to continue that work. The presents are delivered. They're not doing that anymore. But Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree Ministry goes on. And, of course, people make tax-deductible contributions at the end of the year, and they write those checks out. Please write one out to Angel Tree. Just go over to HughHewitt.com, and at the very top you will see the Angel Tree banner. We're going to leave it up there this week and remind people all week long that even if you didn't give a present, maybe you got blessed at Christmas with some Christmas cash and you want to give some of that to a great organization. I can only tell you that keeping those kids connected with Angel Tree will be important in their lives to make sure their lives do not repeat in any of the pain or suffering of their parents' life. So thank you, all of you who donated. Very, very wildly above what we thought we would do. Lots of you have big hearts. Thank you. I want to remind you, if you're just staying on this week, and a lot of you are, From Poor to CEO is worth watching as the new year dawns. From Poor to CEO at SalemNow.com is about Herman Cain. And he was a great larger-than-life figure who will inspire if you're looking for, you know, I'm going to really grab 2021 by the throat and win it. Go there. Go to From Poor to CEO at SalemNow.com. Use my name, Hugh, and you will, you'll get the 20% off, and it'll fire you up. Herman did that. Herman, I had the pleasure of knowing Herman, and he will do that for you. Let me check markets for you on this week, which really is a weird week on markets. But the president did sign the bill yesterday, President Trump unleashing $1 trillion, $900 billion of new money and aid to people across the United States in a variety of forms, and small businesses and people hammered by it. He wanted more. He didn't get more, but he got $900 billion, and he released that last night. And markets are responding accordingly. Germany is up a percent and a half, and I don't know what today is going to bring. I think it's going to be a fantastic year for the market, and I'm fully invested. I do know this is Markets Report is brought to you by Birch Gold, as they do every morning at this time. I do know I've got my gold, and I'm glad I do, because I think that the amount of stimulus, nobody saw 2020 coming. Nobody saw printing and spending $3 trillion. It's going to be $4 trillion by the end of the year. By the time it's all added up, state relief and international relief flowing into America, $4 trillion of money. But gold is still gold. And it's at $1,883 an ounce right now. And if you want to buy gold or you want to pull part of your IRA or 401k, keep it tax protected, but move it into precious metals, you go to Birch Gold, and you do that by going to HughGold.com, HughGold.com, or texting my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, to 474747. That will bring you the security of having 10 to 25% of your assets in actual precious metals, even as inflation says $4 trillion, that's a lot of new money in the market. And gold is your anchor. HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, to 474747. Birch Gold will send you information. I'll be right back on the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Can you imagine that slice of time? Rock and roll was young, people stood in line to hear music that played into their lives, that you could carry till the day you die. Hey, man, sing me a song.
Welcome back, America. 33 minutes after the hour. Some of you are up early. I don't know why. This is not the week of great work. Although some of you have year-end pushes. I know a lot of the accounting profession has to work overtime this week, and maybe you are in your office working overtime. I know lots of you are doing charitable contributions and finishing out your year. Don't forget Angel Tree over at HughHewitt.com for prison fellowship. Lots of you are doing lots of different things, and some of you are making plans and resolutions. Now, resolution week on the Hugh Hewitt Show. So let's go to Dick in Dayton. Dick, what's your resolution this week?
Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning,
well,
Dick.
Hugh, I was tricked on the Browns, but they disappoint me. I hope next week that they can come out of this. I thought they'd go to the playoffs, Hugh.
They're going. They're winning. They win and they're in, Dick. So next week, it's 2021, we'll be off to a good start.
I say so, too. And it's going to be a good year for me at Lowe's. And hopefully get back to school and get back to my band. And
your band? What's the name of your band?
Kettering Banjo Society.
What, run that past me again?
The Kettering Banjo Society.
Well, what kind of music do you play?
If you've ever been to the Ohio River, we were popular in the 80s and 90s. All right, we got to play on the tall stacks down there, and we've played all.
Have I ever been to the Ohio River? Dick, have you ever been to the William Henry Harrison Memorial Grave on the Ohio River?
No, I've never. We passed it on 52.
Well, I have stopped there and paid my respects to one of Ohio's presidents. Have I ever been on the Ohio River? All right, my friend, that's a good, more music. I like that. Peter in Asheville, North Carolina. Good morning, Peter.
Hello, Hugh. a couple things. Going to watch a lot less TV for sure. Especially
all of you.
TV.
You know, Dwayne's got a TV on right now. That's all he's done
I'm
all year.
Watch 50% less. My wife reads probably 3 books a week. She gave me one book you recommended, David Horowitz's Dark Agenda. I'm reading that now. And then I hope to do a service again and help out at TWA Wild Adventure this year.
Oh, very good. TWA.us. If you're, by the way, the Young Guns, people between 21 and 35, the Young Guns Week at TWA.us, they have a few spots left, but all the other spots are sold out. What week are you going up there, Peter?
I don't know yet. They'll have to schedule us because we, of course, we miss the reunion. I miss seeing some friends there.
Well, I love it when I'm able to go to that, and I know they had to cancel it because of the virus, but I know that they are full up for the regular week of fishing in Montana. But if you're between 21 and 35, go to TWA.us. Peter is right. It's a great week, isn't it, Peter?
Yes, it is. I stayed in the Stonefly.
Well, there you go. You know, the trouble is I did fish out that river, and I don't know if it's recovered yet. I do not know if it's recovered yet. Thank you, my friend. Let me read you the I can't say enough about the Wild Adventure, and I have sold you that, and they are sold out this year, and that is great. Jan Janura had a wonderful, I had a good chat with him on New Year's Eve, on Christmas Eve, about, it's just sort of astonishing that every single space has been taken already, except in the Young Guns Week. You can send someone, if you had some cash for Christmas, and you have a son or a son-in-law, or a brother, or anyone between 21 and 35 you want to send to a great week to get their head together and great fishing and fellowship, go to TWA.us. Now, this is in the Wall Street Journal this morning. I am of the opinion that America is on the move. Grapes of wrath with VR goggles. That this has been such a disruptive year, such a devastating year for, 400,000 people have died, or close to 400,000 people. But the vaccine is rolling out. And 1,944,585 Americans have received the first dose of the vaccine. So the second dose will be along. And there are 9,547,000 doses out there and more rolling out every day. States are getting their act together. People just stay home till you get the vaccine if you can. Frontline workers, stay safe and try not to go. Everyone just be smart. Let's get this vaccine rolled out and we'll get 2021 off to a great start. And the variant out of the UK, which has now arrived in Israel and the United States, the vaccine works against the variant. So don't worry. It's like a different kind of flu, but the virus vaccine works. A lot of people are in a lot of hospitals, but we have more therapeutics arriving. 2021 will be better. I think I may have been the only person in America warning about this thing in January of last year on the air. I mean, some scientists were alarmed, but I was the first to the bell, along with Senator Cotton being the first elected. But as a result of so much sorrow and so much change and so much collapse and so much disaster, it is grapes of wrath with VR goggles. People are on the move. And one of those places is Austin, Texas. And there's a story about Austin, Texas in the Wall Street Journal this morning, which is pretty interesting. Startup city, accelerated growth strains Austin. Arrival of Oracle, Apple, Tesla. Deal new challenges the city struggle to stay affordable and weird. A few years ago, some blocks of Austin's South Congress Avenue featured a castle-themed wax museum and a comic book shop, a neighborhood bar with dollar taco deals and an auto shop, and in season, a Santa Claus on horseback. Then, as at so many other places in Austin, the construction cranes came. Those blocks recently reopened with a strip of modern urban buildings with shops offering national brands from Lululemon to Le Labo perfumes. The 2,000-plus private membership club Soho House and an Hermes store are on the way. Office tenants include accounting and consulting firms Deloitte, private equity firm Tritium Partners LLC. The project developer Andrew Johnson said he saw a need for a national luxury brand place where well-paid executives were coming. To Brad Summers, a manager of Toomey Auto Works, there was 28 years before its lease was terminated. It was another reminder that longtime Austinites can't afford their own city anymore. It pains me to drive by it, Joblin said. Nope, Brad Summers said. Austin has tried hard to hang on to its particular culture over the years of booming growth and popularity, which have attracted money and energy to the city that also brought rising rents, traffic congestion. But the pace of change is accelerating as companies and remote workers being the key, relocate to what they see as the next tech metropolis. In some cases, fleeing California, in millions of cases, fleeing California. Austin is startup city, said J.D. Ross, a general partner at venture firm Atomic, who moved to Austin just a month ago from San Francisco. What a surprise. Everything is growing quickly. The airport is adding new gates every year. Austin is one of the fastest growing cities in the U.S., the journal notes, with a population of about 1 million versus 675,000 in 2000. Oracle is the latest company to announce a headquarters move to Austin. An Apple Inc. campus and a Tesla factory are under construction on the city's north side. Governor Greg Abbott said he expects Tesla's presence in the region will ultimately be far bigger. He's talking with Elon Musk about the potential relocation of Tesla's headquarters to Texas. New Yorkers, San Franciscans are now working remotely, looking for lower rents, great bars, year-round warmth. Between April and October, the Austin metro area saw the highest ratio in the country of arrivals to people leaving, according to LinkedIn. There are four great areas of growth. And even like the Jodes got in their car and drove to the Central Valley and began the life, now the itinerant at-home worker is getting in their car and they're driving to Austin, they're driving to Nashville, they're driving to Northern Virginia, and they're driving anywhere in Florida. Now, what brings those four places together? Three of them have no taxes at all: Tennessee, Florida, and Texas. And Virginia taxes are low. I moved to Virginia 5 years ago, before Amazon came, before Amazon announced HQ2. And HQ2 will change all of Northern Virginia. It will overshadow the District of Columbia in terms of skyline, because there is a height limit in the district. It will overshadow it in terms of employment per capita income. HQ2 will change everything, and as you drive around Northern Virginia, it's going to be in Arlington, and it's really actually in Arlington, Alexandria, on the border there of the two cities. And it's already impossible not to see the absurdities that come with a tech boom. And those four tech booms, people are on the road and moving. They're going where taxes are low. And just California is emptying out. They tilt the country back like they tilted the country to the west when the aerospace boom arrived in the post-war era of 1950s and 60s. And everybody who didn't have a job, I was talking with Doy Henley, who's a great, great American, talking to Doy 2 weeks ago. And Doy grew up in Illinois, and he went to vocational school. And Doy is one of the magnificent gentlemen of Southern California. He and Buck Johns remade Southern California's political scene in Orange County. And he's still a great supporter of Chapman University and the Nixon Library. And I just had out to lunch with Doy. He's just one of the grand old figures of California. And he talked about relocating from Illinois after he married Dee. They were living in a trailer. He came out and started tinkering and inventing in California. And of course, he invented his way to wealth, but also to good works, because his mom was a saint. And he just moved west. And that was the 50s and the 60s. Well, now it's tilted the other way. And people of ability and entrepreneurial skill and vision who do not want to support the corrupt oligarchy of the California public employee unions, they are moving back. They're going to Texas. They're going to Arizona. Arizona now has problems with it. It's slightly purple. It was a deep red state, and it's become purple because of the Californians who brought their politics with them. Colorado's already gone blue. And they were going to Colorado. Now they're skipping Colorado because they don't like the weather. You know, it's actually that 300 days of sunshine stuff that I fell for once. I love Colorado. Don't get me wrong. John Andrews, if you're listening, I love you. CCU, if you're listening, I love you. Eric Hogue, I love you all. But you folks know those 65 days are hell. So the 300 days are great. No, 65 days, well, you can keep them. Northern Virginia never gets like that. And Florida, of course, Florida man doesn't want you, but you're going. And Austin and Nashville are just geysers of startups. And there are retirement growth in North Carolina and Georgia, don't get me wrong. There's retirement growth all across the country. There's some retirement growth actually on the Great Lakes State. But startup growth, that is the engine of prosperity. And startup growth is in Austin and Northern Virginia and Nashville. And the poor man, he did not kill anyone, but he injured three people who blew himself up in a RV in Nashville. Just say to everyone who's on the edge out there, you just call one of those lines. Tell a friend. You don't have to take anybody with you. You don't have to torture yourself. There are actually great remedies for that now. Just reach out and say, I just am awful. I don't see that I'm in a tunnel. I don't see a way out. Just tell somebody, please. Come right back here on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. As I tell you, 2021 opens at First Energy on Sunday when the Browns welcome in the dreaded Steelers. And if we win, we're in and we're on. But it's the Yinzer Report, Selena Zito, from Pittsburgh's finest to the worst possible conclusion, which would be the Steelers winning next week. Hello, Selena. You know it's showdown week.
It is showdown week. Steelers had one crazy game yesterday. I don't think anybody expected them to win that.
Well, they came back. They kept the Browns in control of their own destiny because the Browns were, you know, Roger Goodell hates the Browns, and so they'd had to play without eight starters because of the virus. The Ravens get to take a couple of days off, but the Browns, oh, well, no excuses. It will be a big week between your city and mine. Let me ask you, Selena, Mark Robinson, I had heard about. I've never met him, never been on the show. Tell people about him. He's in your new New York Post column.
Mark Robinson is from Greensboro, North Carolina, and you know, he grew up, he had a tough life. He was one of 10 children. His parents had not the healthiest relationship, spent time in and outside of foster care, and you know, he was, after high school he joined the Army, and you know, kind of went in and out of jobs because his expertise once he left the Army was he was a furniture maker. And furniture kept going. Every time he held a job, the company would relocate to Mexico. And he got really upset with the city council in Greensboro for deciding not to allow a gun show happen, even though he didn't own a gun. He gave this four-minute speech, and I really encourage people, if you haven't heard of Mark Robinson, to please click onto the link in my story about the speech he gives you that says, I am the majority. And it's only 4 minutes long, but it's incredibly powerful and moving. And he's elevated into the national spotlight, in particular among people who are supporters of the Second Amendment, for that speech. And, you know, after that, a lot of people tried to get him, you know, have his own radio show and, you know, write a book and so forth. And he wanted to use his voice for something impactful. So without any experience at all, he decides to run for lieutenant governor in North Carolina. He had zero money, and yet he ends up getting more votes than Donald Trump and Tom Tillis in North Carolina and wins the seat.
Did he do any advertising? He's a black man, what, about 45, I would assume? Big man.
Yeah.
Did he get any funding from anybody? Did somebody give him any help?
He had very little money. No, nobody thought this guy would win. But he became an obsession of Michael Bloomberg, who wanted to make sure that he didn't win. And it wasn't just about his position on guns, which, you know, Bloomberg is, you know, a very strong anti-Second Amendment. But he was trying to take him out on climate change.
Yeah, Bloomberg has become, Selena, Bloomberg has become the epitome of elitism. And I don't know that the man is a good man or a bad man. I've never met him. I don't have any opinions on him. I never lived under him. But he has come to embody elites telling people how to live their life. And I don't think he quite understands how little regard in which he is held by most Americans because of that.
You should know after that ill-fated presidential run, even within his own party. But he spent over $8 million trying to take Mark Robinson out. And it's just, he was, I mean, it was the ultimate David and Goliath story. And Robinson won. He prevailed.
And now he's the lieutenant governor, or will be in January, of North Carolina. And then you mentioned in by the way, if you want all of Selena's columns, just sign up at selenazito.com and she'll send them to you. He would be the governor if Rory Cooper got the Ron Burr seat in 2 years. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Republicans will hold that seat because Joe Biden will be in the White House. But what, I mean, what does Robinson do as lieutenant governor? In California, the answer is nothing. That's why I ran for it once for a week until the FCC told me I couldn't run. I mean, it's a great job in California. You don't have to do anything. I promised not to go into the office in my ill-fated campaign.
Well, the thing that really was under Bloomberg's skin is that he his most important role as lieutenant governor is to chair the Energy Commission, because this was all about climate change. There was also this huge expectation in North Carolina that the Republicans would lose control in the state Senate, and he would be the deciding vote. That didn't happen. Along with every other state legislative chamber in the country.
Yeah, it's a great story. Mark Robinson is a great story. Selena, of course, is on top of it. It's in the New York Post, and you can read that column at thenewyorkpost.com. Tweet it out. But do sign up at Selena Zito. And Selena, I may or may not be talking to you next week. I don't know. If the Browns will prevail, I'll talk to you. Don't worry about that. Selena Zito, the Yinzer Report. Thank you, my friend. Happy 2021 to you. Come back, America. It's Resolution Week on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.